Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm excited about our good friend Paula Lovell being back on the show. Paula is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 13 years now that she's been a member of our Brain Trust. She's the founder and the president of her own small business, just like yours and mine, Lovell Communications in the great city of Nashville, the great state of Tennessee. She is definitely not only a business leader, she's a civic leader and somebody that I admire very much. She's been on the show many times before. Paula Lovell, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, and what a nice introduction. It's great to hear your voice.
You too, Paula. It's good to have you back, as always. Paula, one of the things that a lot of business owners, especially small business owners, are having a hard time getting their hands around these days, getting their head around, is the fact that what they sell is, and the concept of being competitive is no longer as big a deal as it used to be. Today, more and more people want you to be relevant to them. And part of that relevance includes how the business, the leadership of the business comes across to them. And one of the ways that I think people are wanting to hear from businesses is they're looking for thought leadership. And you've been working on some of this. You've been thinking and working on this idea for a long time. Talk to us about the power of thought leadership.
Yes, I'd love to. You know, you hear it's a phrase you hear, thought leadership, and it's getting a little bit trite, but there's still a lot of mileage we can get out of it. And it essentially boils down to the fact that you own a small business, you work with a small business, and you are an expert at what you do. And you do it day in and day out, and you can use that to be a leader and to share your wisdom with either your customers or, you know, any kind of potential client. And what I'm talking about there is using your expertise and, you know, sometimes just getting it down in writing or sharing it in a speech, but then being able to repurpose it. Because, you know, we're all so doggone busy that you think, gosh, I don't have time to write a column for the newspaper. Well, you don't have time to write a column for the newspaper once a week, but you might have time to write four things a year, and then you can repurpose that. And I'm talking about things like you can talk about an issue that impacts your industry, and you develop not necessarily even a white paper, just a little 300-word column, written piece that you put on your website, and you have this written piece. Now, what's really, or you might submit it to your weekly, a local weekly paper, or an industry magazine, but
or just let the local reporters know that they can call you if they want to know about your industry, if they have questions, if they're writing about your industry, if they're trying to find a quote about your industry. You're available to them.
Absolutely. And I want to circle back to that, too, about developing relationships with the media, because when recently the PACA, or the Affordable Care Act, came along, every reporter in America wanted to talk to a small business person to find out how it was going to impact them and what they intended to do. And if you have already had a relationship with a reporter where you had talked about your expertise 6 months ago, a year ago, you're sort of what we call in their Rolodex. I know they don't use Rolodexes anymore, but you're in their Rolodex.
Yeah.
And they will call you and ask, well, what do you think about this impact? And the point I want to make about repurposing is, let's say you've got this one column. You commit you're going to write one column. Let's talk about the different ways you can use that one investment of your time. So nowadays, when you print a business card, it's not expensive anymore. These wonderful digital online printers can print you, 250 business cards for $30. Now, let's use both sides of that. You use the other side to either describe who you are or to have one of those QR codes on there or just to have your website that says, do you want to know, if you want a free information on how to your shoe size, how to pick the right shoe size, how to pick the paint colors in your house, nutrition when it comes to
What to do with your roses when at the end of the year or whatever.
All those things that you are an expert at, and they can, you know, if they've got one of the iPhones, they can scan it, bingo, go through to your website and get your column. Or they can just type in the website, everybody's got a computer, and say, wow, mm-hmm. you know, I can get expert advice from this guy or this woman on something that's been bugging.
I want to point out, though, before we take this quick break, is, folks, Paula and I are talking heads. We know how to get to the media, and we do. But you don't have to even get to the media. Everything she's talking about, you can do, as she said, just think about it for your own customer list, for your own website, your own circulation among the people you already know. You are a thought leader. They expect you to be an expert. Demonstrate that to them. That's how you differentiate yourself. That's the new competitiveness. Paula Lovell and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.